Can I help you?
Hey, is this Mr. Heron?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, how are you? This is Zach. We had spoken in the past about your property on Ayers Way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still interested in selling it?
Well, I don't think so right now, to be honest. I don't know what I could get for it. You know, that's one thing, too.
Right. Okay.
But actually, this is all I got. I'm 76 years old, and I need a place to stay.
Let me ask you this. Would you be, do you have any family?
No. My wife passed away about 3 years ago.
Sorry to hear about that. How'd she pass, if you don't mind me asking?
Cancer in her lungs.
I lost my mother 4 years ago to the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff is bad.
Yeah, well, she got diagnosed on October the 6th, and then it took her on the 17th of February 4 years ago, so she was quick.
Yeah, she was. My wife went 12 years with that.
Ooh. Now, did you guys give her the radiation, or?
Yeah, she did a lot of things, including stuff. She went to Mexico and did some stuff, and
yeah.
Everything will slow it down, I guess you'd say.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, obviously it's terrible, but to have 12 years, I feel like that's kind of, you know, it sounds like a blessing, honestly.
Yeah. But God had a lot to do with that, I think.
Yeah. No, I get you. Well, so, I mean, when, you know, for future, you know, obviously you like staying in the property, I'm assuming. I mean, I know where the property's at. I've driven by it, you know, multiple times. I got houses in the area. I buy about 30 houses or so a month. But also in situations like with what you got, you know, in your situation, which I deal with a lot, you know, you don't have any family, you don't really, you don't have any need to go anywhere else. I mean, the thing, you know, is, let me ask you this, what's your mortgage payment on it?
It's $1,370.
Okay. And then what about, do you know how much you owe roughly?
Oh, it's $193, something like that.
$193. And you don't have any kids or anything?
I got stepkids.
Gotcha.
Three girls, they live up in Maryland.
Okay. Now, let's just say something were to happen to you. Do you have an estate set up for them to... Or no?
I got it in my will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of have your plan figured out. I get you.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm also a disabled veteran.
Yep.
So if something were to really go wrong, I think the VA would put me in one of their homes.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, really what I would be willing to do is just do basically purchase the property subject to. So I would purchase it, and then you would still live there until, you know, whether you pass or whether you want to leave.
Uh-huh. Well, right now, I'm really settled, you know. Like I say, I have hardly any. I've got one lady that comes and cleans it.
Yeah.
And she does that on her grace. She had helped my wife, and she just kept helping me. So that's pretty good. But other than that, I don't really get out of the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I drove my truck the first time in 8 months, Sunday.
Where'd you go?
Just riding around. Seeing all the changes.
Yeah. Well, good. You know, not everybody has the luxury to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, like I said, it sounds like you got everything pretty tip top and you don't need any necessarily cash, but the way I would, you know, purchase the property would be purchasing it, allowing you to stay there until you either want to leave or you have to leave, whatever comes first.
Well, I'd need to think about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Want to send an email with your information?
Do you have a smartphone?
It's not too smart, but yeah. Keeps telling me I got mail. I go to the mailbox. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. Well, I'll do this. I'll text you, and I'll send you a text message, and I'll follow up with you in about a week or two and just see, you know, if you call me first, no problem. And just kind of see what you're thinking.
Okay.
I think we can probably make something a win-win situation, and, you know, you're a veteran, so definitely appreciate your service.
All right.
So, is there anything else, maybe any questions or anything?
Not right this minute, I think of. Like
right.
I say, I wouldn't mind knowing what you'd give me for it, but, you know.
I mean, so if you're going to live in it, you know, ultimately what we would do is, you know, we'd give you like $5,000 just to exchange paperwork to show you that we're serious and committed about it. And considering you're living there, we wouldn't give you the money up front, all of it. You know, we would give you $5,000 basically for the keys and the deed, and you would rent it to us, we would rent it to you. And as far as, you know, cashing out on the property, that's going to depend on what your real end goal is. I mean, because here's the thing, we're not going to pay, you know, depending on what, you know, the agreed price is going to depend on what we're willing to give you up front. And if you want to stay there, it's not going to be that much money up front because you do want to stay there.
Well, my only other choice, I have a fifth wheel trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I could live in Walmart parking lots. I'm just kidding.
No, them places ain't that safe either.
Yeah. Okay. If you'll send me your information, then give me some time to think. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. I'll give you a call in a week or so.
All right.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.